Welcome. Just come forward and have a seat. You've had a chance to see how this works, so we're open to receiving any additional material from what you have in your submission.
Thank you. Do I press anything here, or is that for...
Is that on?
That's
got
on.
A colour on?
The colour doesn't work on that one.
Oh, okay. Just bring it forward and speak into it.
Yeah. Before I start, I've come in past the new proposed rail hub property this morning, and a quarter of the lowland is underwater. There's three roads closed. Just looking at it, as a farmer, I would say whoever's proposing on that site has won the best booby prize locally. That's just in passing. Good morning, panel. My name is Gordon Malcolm. I have been farming in the area for 60 years. A farming and an agricultural contractor, and I travel railway road every day. One of my concerns is about roading in the area. In my view, we have the cart before the horse in this matter. We have been told very little about the roading, plans, bridging, and where money will come from. There are bridges on the north end that have had weight limits on them for more than 30 years and nothing has been done about them. And as an agricultural contractor, that's quite a feature. With much more land being subdivided for housing and the growth of fielding, there is more vehicle loading on Railway Road at the moment than State Highway 1 out of Sanson. And my concern is we've heard very little about the roading plans. And at a recent Norwood building opening, the mayor was asked about the roading plans for the area. The answer I got back was, he seems like a possum in the headlights, as if the council has not even got concrete plans for the area. I am aghast that this development is even going ahead, bearing in mind the current state of the country. We were told at the first Bunnythorpe meeting that the money from the growth fund would buy the land, but others would have to develop it. Is this going to be a 177-hectare industrial park from the outskirts of Palmerston to Bunnythorpe? To put this as a notice of requirement would have to be a huge stretch of the imagination. Does that mean KiwiRail can purchase land to house employees at will? If that is the truth, no land is safe. This will have to be tested in a court. And the last problem I have is with the Provincial Growth Fund, which is an interesting subject to everybody. The Provincial Growth Fund has been called a dismal failure in some parts of the country. The old saying is, easy money is usually wasted money, and plenty of that will happen here. Can the taxpayer, the ratepayer, and New Zealand really afford this? With the health system and mental health and elective surgery and doctors and nurses in very poor shape, the money is sure going to the wrong people. Is this being done on what we would call blood money? Kiwi Rail should put these plans in the same filing cabinet as the plans for the Cloudy Bay Ferry Terminal in Marlborough. Please, Kiwi Rail, listen to the people. I rest my case.
Well, thank you. Commissioner Sweetman, do you have any questions?
Good morning, Mr. Malcolm, and thank you for coming in this morning. You have said that you've used railway road a lot through your work as a farmer and agricultural contractor. What would the direct impacts on you of this proposed Kiwi Rail hub be, should it go ahead?
It would have quite a bearing. I farm on Wars Road, which is just out of Bunnythorpe. I live in Palmerston, so I travel that road every day, 6 days of the week, and the traffic flows are massive, and that's my concern, is that really the cart's gone before the horse as far as the roading situation is in this case.
Thank you. Thanks for that clarification. No further questions from me, and thank you for coming in.
Commissioner Pamari.
Kia ora, Mr. Malcolm. Thank you very much for coming in and presenting your submission in person to us today, especially under quite stressful circumstances in which we are all having to operate in the new normal. So we do appreciate that. No questions from me, but thank you very much for your submission.
Thank you. And Commissioner Mackinson?
No questions for me either, but thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Malcolm. That's been helpful.